Initially published on FB on June 11th, 2015, then here revised on June 11th, 2017. Although it is an anathema mainly for most non-Muslims and a few modernist, secularist Muslims, ironically, they forget that it is not Muslims exclusive. Moses had his Sharia and so did many other prophets. Successful propaganda, labeling it antiquated, draconian, and too harsh is the reason. Here is, however, how the Muslim scholars see and categorize it. God made this blessed righteous Sharia accommodating and convenient and thus won the hearts of human beings and invoked in love and respect for the law. Had they had to act against convenience, they could not have honestly fulfilled their obligations. Abu Ishaq al-Shatabi, a Muslim religious scholar, the Sharia is all justice, kindness, common good, and wisdom. Any rule that departs from justice to injustice, or departs from the common good, maslaha, to harm, mafsada, is not part of Sharia even if it is arrived at by literal interpretation. Ibn Qayyim, a Muslim religious scholar, take to forbearance, and bid the fair and ignore the ignorant. Quran, 7-199. The Prophet was asked by God to accept what people can do easily, not demanding a high standard of deeds. The Holy Prophet, PBUH, has referred to this aspect of Sharia saying, Ad dino yasrun, I am leaving among you an easy and practicable law, which is neither cumbersome nor susceptible to going astray. https://shakir2.wordpress.com/2011/02/12/why-muslims-are-sharia-averse/. Greater than disjunctive sequel. Comment/like/share/follow and subscribe. Shakir Mumtaz. Author, thinker, analyst.